Take a look at hate, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at hate. This woman kills her daughter in revenge of her ex-husband.
Live random thoughts every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Time subject to changes.
Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshell.com, raydog.com. It takes a special kind of person to do what this mother did. You're supposed to have unconditional love for your child. And what does this monster do? Well, she kills her daughter for revenge on the ex-husband. I mean, what can you say about a person like this? Mother convicted of killing daughters. I stand corrected. Daughters with an S. I thought it was, I didn't realize it was more than one. It's, oh man. Mother convicted of killing daughters in revenge against ex-husband was sentenced to 78 years in prison. How about sentenced to death? Virginia woman convicted of killing her two daughters. You know, this is one a story I should do live tonight because I could really express myself without holding back. Virginia woman convicted of killing her two daughters in revenge against her ex-husband was sentenced Friday to 78 years in prison. You know, I hope bad things happen to her in prison, if you know what I mean. Veronica Youngblood, 38, was found guilty in March of feeding melatonin gummies to Sharon Castro, 15, and Brooklyn Youngblood, 5, and then shooting them in their apartment in McLean in 2018. I mean, the only humane thing I could say what she did was, none of this is good, but at least she made sure that they didn't feel any pain because she knocked them out with melatonin. That's the only, it's still sick. There's nothing good about this at all. It's evil, pure evil, to do something that. So essentially, your hate for your ex-husband is stronger than your love for your children, is what you're saying, is what you've done. That is saying something. That's insane. Ah, wow. I'm so at a loss for words here. Castro lived long enough to call 911 to say she'd been shot by her mother. While the teen was calling 911, her mother was leaving a message for her ex-husband, Ron Youngblood, that she'd killed the children and hated him. Prosecutors said the murders were vengeance against Youngblood, who was planning to move to Missouri and take Brooklyn with him. So, I don't even, so it, basically, she's saying here that the child is not gonna live without me, and it's not gonna live with you. I would rather kill the child than to have the child live with you. That's essentially what she did. She hated him that much. That type of hate is beyond demonic and satanic, that you would kill your own flesh and blood to spite your ex-husband. That's sick, satanic stuff. And you're going to answer to that in Judgment Day. You're going to answer to that. That's crazy. That's insane that you did that. Wow. The jury rejected, and she's not insane. It was pure evil, demonic hatred. The jury rejected an insanity defense put on by Veronica Youngblood's defense, which describes her childhood in her native Argentina as one of poverty and sexual abuse. Cry me a river. Join the club. Doesn't mean that you have to go out and kill. By family members before she turned to sex work, well, I didn't do that, to support her oldest daughter. Prosecutors, however, noted that she bought the gun she used days before the sole purpose of killing her daughters. The jury recommended 78 years, and Judge Randy Bellows said he saw no reason to reduce it. Mothers and fathers have many responsibilities, but none is more grave than keeping their children safe, he said. Tragically, their mother became the instrument of their death. Before the sentencing, Youngblood spoke for 30 minutes. I've been a good... I can't read what she had to say there. You've been a good mother by killing them? I've been a good mother, but something happened. Yeah, you're a witch. You're freaking evil, demonic witch is what happened. I can't keep calm. Ooh, I should have done this one live. Because I just want to just let out what I'm feeling here. An evil mother like this don't deserve to live a second longer. Why did she not get the death penalty? I can't do any more of this. This is sick. Sick stuff. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. PoliticalBombshow.com, RayDog.com. Hopefully tonight I will have the live stream. And maybe I'll expand more on this, because this, I can't sit here and speak calmly on this one at all. It's just demonic. PoliticalBombshow.com, RayDog.com. What do you think? I'm curious as to what... Do you think the 78 years was fair and just? And if not, or if so, why? I'd like to know. And I'll see you in the next one.